This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio station affiliates. And we want to thank our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite and the internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our border patrol, our 911 dispatchers too, for their service to America, and thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers too, and let's not forget about the bulk mail centers sorting out that mail that you're going to be getting today, and the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail to those centers. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And to all those out there that are listening to us, check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the deals we have over there. A lot of it is free, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, Colonel Jim Warshak, who is retired United States Air Force, formerly stationed at CENTCOM, worked under Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
And let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready, sir?
We're ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country, the United States of America, was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it. And there's a whole bunch of people out there that don't seem to get it, and they need to understand it before they run out of time. Now, Colonel, I want to talk to you first about the military things before we get into the political in the second segment. But our United States Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, showed up in Iraq yesterday. He is now reportedly en route to London. What this is about is the Israeli Mossad gave us information pertaining to some movements of intercontinental ballistic missiles in Iran that were moved from where they were, directed at different targets, not only in Israel, but also in Saudi Arabia, which brought about the concern of the United States, and henceforth, the USS Abraham Lincoln is moving now from the Mediterranean to the Persian Gulf with their aircraft carrier battle task force.
Yeah, that's correct. The information was pretty clear, and it talked about how the Iranians were moving short-range ballistic missiles to put them in better position to strike both Israel and Saudi Arabia, and because of that, that justified our movement of the Abraham Lincoln, as you said, as well as four B-52 bombers.
Yep.
Have been moved to the Middle East to cover down on both. This is a what we call a show of force. It's to send a message and a signal to Iran that we're not going to tolerate this kind of activity, and putting not only Americans but Israelis and others in the region in harm's way. So it's a necessary action. We do this all the time whenever we feel the need to send the right message.
Right. And, of course, we have another message that we're trying to send to Venezuela, the Venezuelan people, to let them know that we're there to help them, and also to warn Russia, China, Cuba, and Iran about their presence there. Who is the real enemy in Venezuela? Who is the real enemy right now? Is there one country you can pick, or is it all of them?
I think it's a combination of all of them, and that's pretty clear from what you have been saying, that we have to watch, keep an eye on all of them. I would say Cuba has always been behind the scenes in Venezuela, giving all different types of support, both political, diplomatic, and certainly military. But I think the big hammer now, at least temporarily, since this crisis has escalated, I would say, is Russia, because they're providing added support in a number of ways. So, you know, given the time and what the situation is, each of these players tend to rise up and provide the kinds of support that would back Maduro. And I think he's in his 11th hour, and we're going to see something in the coming weeks, if not the next month, that really changes everything.
And I am talking, folks, with Colonel Jim Warshuk, retired U.S. Air Force, formerly stationed at CENTCOM, worked directly under Lieutenant General Mike Flynn over there. Now, there's new evidence that surfaced in the case of United States Navy SEAL and Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher. His helmet cam video, now, according to his attorney, will vindicate him and prove that he was absolutely right in what he did defending himself and not just going out and striking out and killing somebody.
Yeah, that's correct. And also there's helmet cam footage from other members of his SEAL platoon that show that he was actually trying to save the life of this ISIS fighter. So from everything I'm hearing, it's pretty compelling, and that's supposed to be, if I'm not mistaken, brought up today in one of the hearings.
Yes, and of course, one of the officers that didn't care for him, he was described as a hard charger, that in some military circles means maybe he's outperforming the officer in charge. But one of the officers apparently lied about this and has already been brought up on charges for his participation in this. But we'll keep our eyes on this. And by the way, folks, I'll be right back with more with Colonel Warshuk. And by the way, we are going to talk politics because he is the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. We're going to get into some political stuff here when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, my conversations, the Colonel's Corner, we like to call it, with Colonel Jim Warshak, who is retired U.S. Air Force and also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, is brought to you by my friends at Moss Family Automotive, four dealerships to serve you. And now when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan and any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. You can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. Now, Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay, and they are the home of You Served, You Save. That's a program that saves veterans and active military, plus first responders, a ton of money. And people have come from as far away as Arizona, as far north as Canada, and all points in between to save money at Moss Family Automotive and their four dealerships. Now remember, you save at Moss and pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com, free credit check. That's Moss, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And tell them the captain sent you to get an extra $500 off the purchase of your next new or certified pre-owned vehicle. All right, Colonel Jim Warshak is with us. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
All right, now, got to talk about, obviously, the gift that we're being given by old motormouth Biden and the stuff that he keeps coming up with. The other day, he wanted to thank the Iron Lady herself for some comments that she made about Donald Trump, and he meant to say Theresa May when he, in fact, was talking about someone that was no longer with us on the planet.
Well, he needs to be careful of that. And, you know, I put that back on his staff, what what they're briefing him on before he goes out and makes a public appearance or makes a statement, because he's already got a reputation for being gaffe affected on a lot of things, and it's in his history. So that doesn't help. And he's supposed to be seen as a foreign policy kind of president, and when he doesn't know what foreign leaders are still alive or have since passed, that's not going to help him.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to listen to just a brief short clip here. Joe Scarborough talking with Willie Geist on MSNBC Morning Joe about their interpretation of the old guys contest, if you will. Hey, listen to this.
Looking pretty comfortable.
Yeah, he certainly is. And Willie, it's one thing if everybody's clustered and Biden's at 22 and Bernie's at 28 and some people are slipping into the teens. But here you've got 40 at 19%. And Alex just told me in my ear the early states are even more commanding.
Yeah.
It's 44% for Joe Biden. And so, yes, I know we're supposed to say it's very early. It's very early. At the same time, when you have 22 people in the field, you tell me how those 21 other people running against Joe Biden are going to be able to draw political blood on a debate stage or even on the campaign trail. If Biden, it seems to me right now, Joe Biden's biggest dangers would be a self-inflicted wound.
Correct.
Bingo! We just talked about that, didn't we?
Yep, yep. Yeah, that sounds like a paid political announcement for Biden coming from MSNBC.
And Joe Scarborough.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, it all depends on what the polling is. And as they said, it's early on. And, you know, we'll see. I, as I said, I think he is going to lose early and lose big. And, my biggest concern is Michelle Obama going to step into the race? That's, a lot of people are asking that question. Of course, being a former first lady is not
no,
a way to get there.
No, it
it's
doesn't
never
qualify.
Been done before. It's you know, it's not a qualifier. So, you know, we'll have to see. We are so early. You have to realize back in 2016, Trump hadn't even announced yet, and he was one of the earliest four front runners in the campaign. And, you know, here we have, you know, we have the media and the political pundits put every election cycle pushing the election out earlier and earlier. So, you know, let's keep an eye on things and see what happens, see where we are a year from now.
Right. I totally agree with you. And folks, I'm talking to Colonel Jim Warshak, who is the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. By the way, great meeting last Thursday night. Fantastic, enthusiastic crowd of the new Hillsborough County Trump 45 Club that started up there. Congratulations to you on your participation. Congratulations to Colonel Mike McAllister and his people. And as the designated radio person, I will be talking about it a lot.
Well, that's great, and they had a good showing.
Yes, they did.
About 250 people showed up, and on a rainy night, and I think that club will do nothing but grow.
Yeah. Now, the other thing we need to talk about here is the contempt move that's on in Congress right now against the Attorney General William Barr. Now, we know what that's all about. We have some investigations coming out, the IG report, and then the FISA report from Admiral, I forgot his name now, Mike Rogers, there we go, coming out right after that, or maybe about the same time. It's going to be like a 1-2 whammy, and a whole bunch of folks on the left side of the aisle are going to have their names mentioned where they don't want them to be heard.
Yeah, that's what this is all about. This is a last-ditch effort to try to sidetrack or sidetrack this whole Mueller report. The White House is most likely now going to use executive privilege to block the contempt move by Congress. And
well, that's what Obama did for Holder. Remember?
Yeah, exactly. So we will sit and wait for. As you noted, Mike Rogers, and Mike Rogers has been in the background. Mike Rogers was the former director of NSA, and
right.
he is one of the people who know where, to use a cliche, where all the bodies are buried.
The skeletons are buried, as they say, sir.
If the FISA reports, when they come out, are going to reveal everything. And, of course, the president said he's going to declassify everything on those.
Mm-hmm.
And I, from my experience as an intelligence officer and how these were used, there's really not a lot in there that they have to not black out, so to speak, because it, as long as you mention the names and it's and you hear this argument over the term spying that Barr has been beat up on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, spying is a cover for a lot of different things. The main thing that the NSA does is surveillance, electronic surveillance, communication surveillance, anything electronic in nature. And so, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's the CIA doing human intelligence or NSA doing electronic intelligence, it's all spying. It depends on how you define the spying. And so, they were illegally using, the FISA courts to get their approval to do spying on the Trump campaign. That's it in a nutshell, and they know they're wrong, and they are in big, big, deep trouble.
And I've got something to say about this Pete Buttigieg, the mayor up there of Britain, the race, who made a comment yesterday that God wouldn't be a Republican. All I'm going to say is take a look at yourself, sir, and see what God would say.
Well, you know,
and I'm not afraid to say that.
Absolutely not. But, you know, define what you're going to say,
yeah.
And then bring proof. And right there, he can't. And if that's what I see that as one more extension on the part of the Democratic Party who want to take God out of everything.
Yeah, who says something like that in their own right mind? Because there's enough godly people on both sides of the aisle. You don't need to worry about it. But I will tell you this, the people that I believe that are more devoutly religious and on the correct side of history and time are on the right side of the aisle, or the red side, or the Republican side of the aisle, as some people call it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it was a stupid comment on him and his part, and I think it's going to hurt him big time.
Well, it already has, because I'm telling you, the evangelicals went after him hook, line, and sinker.
Right. So
they said, take a look at yourself, sir, before you open your mouth and say anything about anybody else.
Exactly, and that may be his one comment that takes him down as we go forward in this election cycle.
And by the way, we did have some news last night coming out from the Ninth Circuit Court. Of all places to give Donald Trump a victory, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is agreeing with the Trump administration on sending the asylum seekers back to Mexico temporarily.
Yeah, it's a small victory, but it's a victory, and I'm sure Trump will be tweeting about that this morning.
All right, well, Colonel, we'll see you next week, and maybe before, who knows?
All righty, have a great week.
Thank you very much. Colonel Jim Warshak, everybody, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, and also retired United States Air Force intelligence, worked underneath Lieutenant General Mike Flynn at CENTCOM. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another school shooting, this time in Colorado, with 1,800 students inside. grades kindergarten through 12.
We were standing outside the parking lot right next to the high school when we saw an officer walk in with a patrol rifle and a vest right after they set the school into a lockdown, which we could hear over the loudspeaker.
Police say two students opened fire at their classmates and hit eight of them before being subdued. One of the students has died. KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger is reporting from STEM Highlands Ranch School outside Denver.
Heavily armed sheriff's deputies arrived 2 minutes after the first call. They engaged the shooters inside the school and arrested two. They then cleared the classrooms, escorting the students from the building to places of safety as ambulances rushed the injured to hospitals.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast along the overnight hours. Coming up here, we've got about 27 minutes more or so to go in the show. This portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you know, there's over 300,000 responsibly armed Americans that belong to the USCCA, and they all have something in common. They know that the USCCA will be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting or whatever it is you use to defend yourself, because we know the legal system doesn't always get it right, and the authorities are going to look at the last person standing as the first person they want to talk to. So defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA can provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys all across the country. Now, if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you click on the USCCA logo, link that's right there, first thing you'll see is the free gun a day giveaway where you can get the opportunity to win a free gun. And secondly, you will see the membership thing where you can click on that and check it out. And if you do, you'll be eligible for $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning concealed Kerry magazine, which is now two out of the last 3 years won awards for being the best magazine of its type that's put out there. And by the way, they also have not just guns, it's hunting and camping and fishing also there, and they have coupons to save on a lot of different things in there too from time to time. So check it out. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo that's right there. Okay, now, I've got Kamala Harris here with a ridiculous statement that was made, and I want to play this because, again, she's totally out of bounds with what she said. This was a rally that she was at, where she had about 500 people. Again, nobody can draw what Trump does. Listen to this.
This guy in the White House said neo-Nazis were fine people when they marched on Charlottesville. He's attacked communities of color and leaders of color by name. He's denigrated entire countries on the continent of Africa with foul language no president should speak. Let's speak truth here and today. This president isn't trying to make America great. He's trying to make America hate.
Now, Kamala is lying through her teeth, and she's the one trying to make America hate because she started out by telling a lie. She said, this guy in the White House said neo-Nazis were fine people when they marched in Charlottesville. No, he didn't. He singled them out after he said there were good people on both sides of the aisle that were there. However, there were a group of people that were there trying to instigate and create trouble. Obviously, those were the neo-Nazis. Okay? So, Kamala, you're out of bounds on that one. Secondly, he's attacked communities of color and leaders of color by name. You mean like Baltimore? And what happened there? You mean like Oakland? And what happened there? You mean like Houston? And what happens there? Chicago? And what goes on there? You mean that sort of thing? Those places? Those leaders? Hey, those are blue-controlled communities that are not able to get their act together. And I'd attack them, too. Their leaders are anything but a leader, number one. So then let's look at it. So, that's out of bounds, too. See, it's not right. And then she said he denigrated entire countries on the continent of Africa with foul language no president should speak. Well, the language was a little coarse, yeah, but he didn't use foul words of profanity like what some of your people have used on your side of the aisle, Kamala. And by the way, he was talking about third world countries that are still involved in slavery. Do you know they actually still have slave blocks where they sell slaves in some of those third world countries in Africa? Did you know that? Kamala, did you know that? How come you're ignoring that one, Kamala? Again, out of order. So that's 0-3 so far. And then she says, let's speak the truth here and today. Really? Well, you first, because you obviously didn't do it the way you started. Because these people, they keep saying the same thing over and over again, trying to get the same result. That's the definition of insanity. And if you don't get it to work the first time or the second time or the third time or the 10th time or the 20th time and you continue to say it, what's the purpose? Well, they're trying to convince people into certain things that aren't actually happening out there, aren't they? Obviously. Kamala Harris. Wow. And the way she came into political prominence, you know, I could start a story on that one, but I don't think I need to because most of you know she was Willie Brown's girlfriend when he was married. Kind of says it all, doesn't it? And she was his mistress, and that's how she managed to prop up her career. She had about 10 years with him, roughly. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, let's take a look at our beach and boating forecast real quick here while we can. All righty, today for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it's going to be not too bad of a day to be out on the water. It's going to be mostly sunny, a high near 91 degrees today. East wind starting out at about 5 to 8 miles an hour. And we will have some seas that will be, a light chop, we'll call it, 1 to 2 feet. Going to be a little smooth to begin with, though. The Gulf water temperature now is up to 83 degrees. The bay water temperature is at 82 degrees. Now, we've reached a level where if we get something cooking out there in the Gulf, guess what? It's going to get interesting quickly. That's all I'll say. Don't want to wish any bad luck to anybody. Now, the high tide coming at 6:41 a.m., the low tide at 9:21 a.m., and it's going to be a great day to go out and go boating. So check out your local Freedom Boat Club location. And by the way, for you folks up there in the Atlanta area, you've got 3 Freedom Boat Club locations near you. But we've got the biggest one and the most successful franchise right here in Tampa Bay. So let me tell you what you can do. Now, right now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, with their incredible success story, when they first started with us, they had about 100 boats. Now they have over 400 boats in their itinerary. And they're the largest fleet in the Freedom Boat Club all across the United States with 175 locations. Now, they have 20 locations here and 2 more coming to the Villages. That's right, the Villages in Florida. Everybody that knows about Florida knows about the Villages. That's the political area where every politician running for national office or state office runs to get there as fast as they can. Now, you can choose from 6 different types of boats, including the Cobia Center console, the Hurricane deck boats. Nice way to spend the day on the bay, too, those deck boats. Nice way to spend the day on the bay. And the Key West skiffs as well. Members just make the reservation, pack a cooler, and away they go for a day of fun on the water. Come on back, put the boat to the dock, hand them the keys, and walk away, and you are done. Now, your membership here at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay gives you reciprocity to use at any Freedom Boat Club across the country, including up there in Atlanta. So, if you come down here to Tampa and you want to use a boat down here, you can save $1,000 right now on your membership by being an active duty veteran or being, active duty military or a veteran or being a first responder, active or retired, or working in the medical profession. So check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. One more time, 855-FREEDOM. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you more stuff. All right, coming back, final segment of the program coming up. Going to take one last look at the highways and the byways out there for the truckers. Got some bad weather again out there in Texas. Tornadoes bouncing around out there. I'll let you know where they're at. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America. And thank you very much to everybody that's been chiming in tonight on the Facebook page off the Messenger. I've had so many messages, and this happens every night. I try to get back to as many people as I can, but I get buried with the hundreds of messages that come in at night, and I'll go back during the daytime, and I'll answer most of them, as you well know, after I wake up this afternoon, and I do that. I spend a fair amount of time letting people know, thanks for the message, sorry I couldn't get to you, but, you know, you understand, so I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at just, I don't even know how many, I don't even want to count, but it's in the hundreds, and I can't answer all of the messages, but we try. We try. All right, well, let's go out there and let you know where winter is, because, yeah, it's still winter time out west. Colorado, oh, boy, mile high. Yep, snowing. And west of Denver, up over the top, Eisenhower Tunnel going over there to Grand Junction, you got snow almost all the way over. So be advised, you got snow southwest Denver in the Mountain Pass going west. You've got snow up in Wyoming tonight going up 25 towards Cheyenne and Laramie. You've got snow north of Cheyenne. If you go up 25 towards Montana, you've got some snow in the mountains to the west of Billings and Helena and out there near Rollins up in the north. If you don't go towards Idaho, you've got snow up near Montpelier, up over the pass there. Rapid City, South Dakota. One of my favorite places to go because of, obviously, the monument that's there. The president's on the mountain and all that sort of stuff. Saw that a number of times, not only when I was growing up, but I took my son there when we went out with the family camper, the Bruce family camper, cross country, made several of those trips with our boy. But anyway, snowing in Rapid City. Hoo-hoo. All right. Now, we've got another problem. The West Coast looking real good, so I'll stay in the upper Midwest. Gosh, Nebraska, pea soup fog in western Nebraska right now, coming out of I-76 east of Denver, going up into Nebraska towards North Platte for sure. Pea soup fog, be careful going that away. Coming into I-70 out of Colorado into Kansas, about halfway across Kansas, pea soup fog. After you get out of the fog, you'll run into rain, and you'll run into lots of rain going towards Kansas City and into Missouri. There is a lot of rain tonight, I might add, in Kansas, east of Salina, east of I-35. You've got flash flood warnings in southeastern Kansas tonight, out on the highways and byways. Emporia looks like you're right in the middle of a flash flood warning and possibly a severe thunderstorm because you're right on that edge. We've had severe thunderstorms bouncing around all over the place with tornado watches and warnings tonight all across central Texas on portions of I-20, portions of I-10, I-35 so far. You're kind of out of it. Catwoman and Road Dog, I know you guys have been coming on down through the rain, Arkansas, heavy rain all the way down through into almost all the way to Dallas, but not quite. And that rain goes down south to Ruskin in Texas and goes across the northern part of Louisiana on I-22. There are also some flash flood watches and warnings along that area. And I hate to tell you this, but where it flooded before in Houston, Texas, in the low-lying areas when they had the hurricane there and had all the water, it's flooding again. And I know it sucks, but maybe it's time to move out, you know, third time's a charm, so to speak. Because if you were flooded once before and you're flooded again, maybe it's time to either move to higher ground or just find another part of the country to live in. But anyway, flooding in the Houston area tonight, not a good thing. And Minnesota, scattered showers. Duluth, you've got some cold temperatures up there. You got a frost and freeze warning up there. Windy up in the northern part of Michigan tonight between Lake Superior and Lake Huron. And you've got a hard freeze warning up there in northern Michigan in Apple Country. So be advised of that. I certainly hope the buds aren't out because that'll be a real crimp in the style of the apple. Central New York, some high winds. And that's it. That's it. That's what we got tonight in terms of weather. Now, everybody has been paying attention to what's been going on in the Middle East. Iran just thumped the drum a little bit and said amidst the new U.S. sanctions, Tehran is pulling out of parts of the nuke deal. They're starting to enrich uranium again, which is something they could do, but if they use it for military grade and for weapons grade, then obviously that'll be a violation. They've set a deadline for new terms to be reached. They've got no control over the situation. They're the ones that started this military buildup by the U.S. again because, guess what? They moved their ICBM missiles. They pointed them, got them closer to, directed the short-term missiles at Israel and Saudi Arabia. What did you think was going to happen, Iran, when you did that? What did you think was going to happen? And they're locked and loaded, so to speak, ready to go at a moment's notice. But if they do that, I would be willing to bet you that with the four B-52s that we sent over there, which are obviously nuclear capable, with the USS Abraham Lincoln, which obviously is nuclear capable, which is going now into position in the Persian Gulf, I would be willing to bet, and by the way, it'll take a few days to get there. It's not an overnight deal. I would be willing to bet you that if Tehran does anything stupid, they're going to really, really, really pay for it big time. But I don't think Tehran is that dumb. They want to survive, too. They just want to eat. And unfortunately, they've run their mouth and done some things which have created problems for themselves again. So they'll have to work their way out of this one, however they choose to do so. Now, this final segment of the program brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, the red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the big old 9-foot-tall creature that he is and an American flag, too. Can't miss it. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And don't forget that Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Dylan and the gang in the store. And when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks, give them a wave. It's either going to be Kevin or maybe Dominic behind the wheel. Don't know. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll save a bunch of money that way. Also, thanks to Jim, who told me that he stopped by Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And he said that he was right, the Cuban is to die for. It was a great sandwich. He told them to hold up the mayonnaise a little bit, the mustard on there, and they did. And he said it's the best one he ever had. Well, thanks a lot, Jim. And he says he's telling all his friends. Okay. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. And I'll be making another trip down there next month. Believe it'll be D-Day, June 6th, when I go down again. Yeah, D-Day, the anniversary, 75th anniversary of D-Day. By the way, I think we're going to have a live call-in that day from someone who's going to be over at the Sandy Beaches in Normandy. I believe we're going to have a live call-in that day from someone who's going to be there to tell us exactly what's going on in the 75th anniversary of D-Day there in Normandy. And I'm looking forward to that. As you know, my dad jumped with the 82nd Airborne there. They got shot all to pieces, and he never really told me about what happened there until I was getting my orders to go to Vietnam. He knew I was going, and he says, listen, I got something to tell you. And that's when we had our little man-to-man about what you do when you see the bad guys and what you shouldn't do. In other words, if you want to live to fight another day, you better make sure your gun sights are better than theirs. I'll just put it that way. By the way, Jerry Nadler says his House committee is still scheduled to vote on contempt this morning, even though when they do that, the president will put Mr. Barr under executive privilege to issue that proclamation, I am sure. Okay, well, that wraps it up for today. On to Captain's America Third Watch. I hope you go out and make it a great day. I'm going to be out and about today around the community, and I'll be in this afternoon taking a look at some emails and messages that I got that I can't look at until way after the show. But in the meantime, drive safe. Everybody have a great day. Shake the hand of the person next to you and say thank you and see what they say. They won't know why, but just say it. All right. I'm going to grab that door over there in the corner, slam it, and see you in the morning. God bless America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.